So we said that it's mikra muat v'halachas rubos. That rubos. There are, for which thing it was saying, there are a few sources in the Torah, and there are a lot of halachas. That's referring to in the Mishnah. If you go back to the Mishnah, it says that shehin hilchashat chagigas v'me'ilos. They're like harim atuliyim b'sara. Shehim mikra muat v'hilchas v'rubas hadinim ha'avodas v'ataris v'atmeis yesh lo nismukh. So the me'ilos and the chagigas are harim, mountains which are on the Sahara, because there's a few psukim and a lot of halachas. Okay, so Tana, we learned in the Braisa. Negoyim v'olos mikra muat v'halachas merubos. The laws of Negoyim and Olos, Yud Aleph Amid Aleph by the two dots. Mikra muat v'halachas merubos. Right? We learned that Abraham said, Negoyim v'olos are mikra muat v'halachas merubos. The laws of Negoyim and Olos, tents, have a few sources in the Torah, but there's so many halachas. Now, is that true? That Negoyim, that leprosy, only has a few sources? Negoyim mikra rubahu, has many of them. Samar of Papa Hachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa means to say. Negoyim is mikra maruba, vahalachas muatas. The laws in Negoyim have many sources in the Torah, yet the laws are actually very few, right? They have many sources in the Torah, but the laws are few.
They're mentioned a lot of times in the Torah. That's what you're saying. What, they're mentioned, but they're...
The laws in Negoyim have many psukim. That's what the Braisa fixes it. The Braisa fixes it and says, no, it has many sources. It's different than our text. Olos, though, it's a split. That has mikra muat v'halachas merubos. So how do we solve the problem? Again, we have a problem. Our Mishnah says mikra muat v'halachas merubos by Negoyim and Olos. So, but that's not true. Negoyim has plenty of psukim. So we bifurcate and we say, no, Negoyim has many, but Olos does not. So my nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? So imistabchalucha milsa bin Negoyim. If you're unsure about something by Negoyim, ayin bekaroi, look in the psukim. But if you're unsure in something in Olos, you're better off not opening a chumash. You're better off opening masnisa, a mishnah, where Olos are things, the tumah by a tent, where those things are discussed. Now, next, the Mishnah said, dinim, the laws of monetary law, that has a lot of support in the Torah. Right? So, michtan ksive. What do you mean it has support in the Torah? It's written straight out in the Torah. Support in the Torah means like, if you look enough, you could find it there. What do you mean it's written straight out? So, lo, nitzracha elicha de Rebbe. We needed to match what Rebbe says. Tanya, Rebbe says, nefesh tachas nefesh. When it says nefesh tachas nefesh, it's referring to mammon. So there you see is a pasuk talking about monetary law, which is not obvious that it's referring to monetary law. It's not obvious that it's monetary law. Now, ata omer mammon o eino ela nefesh mamish. Do you say it's referring to monetary, or it's only referring to literally a life? Nemra nesina lamata, it said giving above in the previous pasuk. Ma lahalan mammon, afkan mammon, so to here it's going to be money. Just like over there, it refers to money, so to over here it refers to mammon. Okay, then the Mishnah says avodas, right? The different korbanos, those have real sources in the Torah. What do you mean? No, sorry, those have a support in the Torah. What do you mean support in the Torah? Same thing. Michta ksivan, it's written straight out. Lo nitzrucha el laholachas adam. It's necessary only for carrying and transporting the blood of the mizbeach. The Tanya vehikrevu. That's kabbalah sadam. Va'akba rachmana b'lashon halacha. So why the Torah use a lashon of halacha? Why did they change from the usual expression of halacha? Because it says vehikrev akohen atakol vehikter mizbecha. Amarmar ze halachas evarim lakevish. That's the bringing of the limbs onto the ramp of the mizbeach. So you see the word bring halacha usually means something that's going on the mizbeach, but it also is going to be used to receive blood. Lameimra de halacha lo tibka mekalacha. The word halacha could also refer to Kabbalah. So there you have an idea where, again, a pasuk is not so obvious what it means, but it gives off, if you learn it well enough, it'll give off what you need to learn about these halachas. So here we had today, just to review, we had one section on Negoyim and Olos, which has very few psukim. We actually split and said Negoyim is lots of psukim. Olos is few. What's the nafkamina? If you're unsure, by Negoyim, look in the Torah. By Olos, if you're unsure, look in the Mishnah. Then Dinim, right? It said there's a lot of support in the Torah. Support, it says it straight out. So we showed you where it's not so clear. It says nefesh tachas nefesh, soul for a soul. That's not so pasha, that's mammon. So that's why we called it support. So too by korbanos, you have funny things which are not so obvious, like hikrivu could be the same thing as halacha, so it's support and not considered straight out. We will stop there for today. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we finish the entire Gemara Chagiga, and then until Sukkot, I'll just be doing a chazar on the whole thing. And then you could take your bechinas with you on the airplane or whatever it is. I'll fax you your bechinas from the first parak of Chagiga.